My name's Ian White. I'm a composer. I'm from Belfast originally. I've lived in London for, the best part of 40 years. And I now hopefully have some connection with Dublin as well as the north of Ireland. I started the trombone at about the age of 11. That's my first instrument. And I became very interested in composition when I was a member of the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain. This was in the very early 1970s. And I was very fortunate in that the Ulster Orchestra took up a piece of mine even then. It was part of a competition. But unfortunately, after 3 years at the Royal College of Music, well, when I say unfortunately, fortunately from my trombone playing point of view, that took off. And I, for the next number of years, earned my living as a trombone player in London. And composition took a back seat. And in the mid-1980s, I always wanted to do something more academic. And I did the old BMUS external degree from Durham University. That's a degree specifically for composers. There's no performing involved, and in fact, I didn't want to be examined in trombone playing when I'd already been in the profession for about 10 years. So that gave me the opportunity to focus on written work. And I came back to composition in the late 1980s, early 90s. And after graduating from Durham, which I did externally, so I was still based in London, I was able to go on and do a PhD, which I did at the University of Surrey. And I pursued composition more seriously then. The BBC commissioned Strata, which is a bigger work, a 20-minute work for Symphony Orchestra, which the Ulster Orchestra performed in 2009. Strata obviously has geological connotations, and there are two main sources for that piece. The first source is the geology of Northern Ireland, of Ulster. I'm thinking of the granite, the hard granite of the Mourne Mountains, and then the basalt columns of Giant's Causeway and the igneous rocks, the volcanic rocks in Antrim. And these fired my imagination. And one of the ideas that has come from this, if I can just, it's very difficult sometimes to explain how these things translate into music. But if you look at Giant's Causeway from a distance, you might think that all these rocks are similar shape, well, the same shape. But in fact, when you look closely, there's a lot of variation. And so in my music, I have a lot of small figures, which to the ear sound the same. But actually, when you get to know the music a bit more, you'll find that everything's just changed slightly. And it's rather like walking into a hall of mirrors. My music tends to be kaleidoscopic. You see things from different angles. What I should say as well, most of the music I've written has extra musical sources. I like to have a painting or history or some geological phenomenon to start from. I like to think that music is organic in the sense that it starts from a very small cell. But the advantage of that is that you can use it vertically, horizontally, treat it in all sorts of different variations. And that, I find, links in with these. I find it very flexible in relation to extra musical material. So it's a combination of those two things.